What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Well, hello there. Welcome in. This is Bolt Brady and his bro. The best place to get your sports gambling information. Had some wonderful football this past weekend, so let's chit about with our guy. What's up, Bolt?
Let's start off with last night, Monday Night Football and Big Patty.
Great game.
Sure was. I took the Raiders in the Circa contest, plus +7. Mm-hmm. Got out to the 17-point lead. And then Patty and them started to drive the ball, and I'm like, there's no way this game's over with. And typically I don't do this because I had big chippers on the Raids too, and I don't like to like try to go for that middle, you know what they say, where like you can win both bets.
Right.
But I'm like, you know what? I'm going to peel back some here a little bit and throw some chippers on KC just to win the ball game. And sure enough, it came through. That was a good example of middling, just because – you could just tell KC's not going to lose that game.
No, I was watching the line. I was telling you kind of just throughout the day yesterday, and I'm like, it would kind of fluctuate. And then when it would the 7.5, I'm like, bingo, let's take that. Because I had a good feeling about them. But, you know, they got great start. And then as soon as KC makes their little run there, and you're like, oh, God, Raiders aren't moving the ball. If KC scores two unanswered here, you know, they're going to cover.
Right. No, I know. That's why I was, it's like they start getting so much momentum. I'm like, wow, they might not cover the 7 points here that I got in Circa.
No.
I mean, you might want to try to stop Kelsey.
Yeah, dude. I mean, his yardage wasn't even that high. I think it was less than like definitely under 60 yards, but 4 touchdowns.
Right.
It's just all red zone. It's his guy.
Yeah, it is his guy. He even said it afterwards. Kelsey was getting interviewed and Pat stepped into the frame and said, this is my guy.
Dude, beyond.
Yeah.
But the Raids made a little push there, you know, and then the 50-yarder to Devontae, I was like, yeah!
On 4th and 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty legit. Yeah, you know, and Josh Jacobs, the tailback for the Raiders, you know, his first season he came in, he had a great season, and I think I might have had him in fantasy that year, and I took him the next year, and he was just garbage, garbage, garbage for like 3 years in a row. And then I'm like, wow, he looks unbelievable. Well, you find out the Raiders didn't pick up his 5th-year option. They're like, you're not cutting her, bud. So now, you know, now he's like,
he's stepping it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you think about going for two?
So, you know, it doesn't, they were talking about, it doesn't really matter because at some point, you know, it's either, okay, hey, they're not going to win the game here or it's going to, you know, be tied and go into overtime. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant KC's two. You're talking about
the Raiders.
Yeah, no, that's the play when you're on the road, except, okay, that's normally the play, except there was too much time left, right?
Like 4 something.
I mean, you do it when there's like 30 seconds left. Like, you don't think Patty's going to come down and easily get the the field goal. Where if it's tied, Patty might not be, you know, first of all, Patty's not using 4th down to get down there. But when they're ahead by 1, you're using all 4 downs. I think that was the big difference.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't stopping them. I mean, it's not happening.
No.
I mean, that's just, you know, that's just not the play. But, you know, speaking of KC, I mean, it's kind of hard not just to go right into the big daddy this week.
The Buffalo Bills?
Yeah. I mean, what do you think about that one? So the line currently stands at 2.5, right?
And Buffalo's favorite in Kansas City.
Right. So I don't know this for a fact, but I'm guessing that the only time that Patty hasn't been favored at home is when Big Tom and the Pats came in. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In fact, so here's Patty. Do what you want with this one. But Patty, as an underdog, is 7 wins, 0 losses, 1 tie. Because it doesn't happen very often. So what do you think about that? Who do you like there?
I mean, Buffalo's going to have to get off to like the quick start, because when it's the close games, Josh Allen doesn't really wrap those up just yet. I mean, that's definitely where Patty has the advantage if it's a tight game.
Mm-hmm.
It is weird to see them underdogs at home.
I mean, you know, the Bills have just been rolling people, obviously. Like, the games haven't even really been close. Except
well, they had to
Miami.
Come back. They had to come back against Baltimore.
Well, right. Yeah. I guess that's true.
But the weather was kind of crap. So, Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of thinking I like the Bills this week for some reason.
Really? Well, listen, I'm not going to mess with that line, but for the people out there that like teasers, I'm going to throw out another little teaser for the people, because last week some people liked the Bucks Niners. We're going to move KC up to the 8.5. Okay, come on. I mean, jeepers. You're giving Patty 8.5 at home.
Yeah.
And then what we're going to do with that is, how about this one? Big Philadelphia, okay? I actually have two other teams to tease that with. Big Philadelphia is the 5.5 right now. It's going to get up to the 6 against the Cowboys. I'll take Philadelphia to pound the Cowboys.
Really?
Unbelievable how lucky the Cowboys have been. There's guys out there that write like articles about like luck variance. You know, they had a lot of luck variance going into the game with the Rams, and then they get a strip sack touchdown, and then they get a blocked punt and get a field goal out of it. So they're up 9-0 because they missed an extra point to start the game. That stuff's going to come back to them a little bit.
I mean, the Rams haven't been looking that good, but they still held them in check.
Well, right, because the offense, so that gets to the point here, because their offensive line, the Rams' offensive line, is garbage.
Big time.
Well, guess who's got like top three offensive lines in the NFL?
Dude, it might be the best, because I liked Arizona last week with the 5.5, and so did you.
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching that game pretty close, and it was amazing how much time Jalen has.
Right.
It's just, I mean, it's what's making them successful and him look good,
yep,
too. I'm like, dude, they just can't get in there, and he can take his pick, or he can scoot around and go run it.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Cowboys' defense is badass. I mean, it's top five for sure. I think we've been talking about that on here.
But Parsons might be a little dinged up.
Well, yeah, that's right. I didn't even think about that. Was that his groin?
Yeah, he's like, I toughed it out. But, I mean, if he can't get the full steam going, that's a problem.
So I'm glad that comes up, because, you know, some of the listeners might be able to take this for what it's worth. But when... For me, whenever I hear like someone's got a groin problem, like Bosa for the Niners here, right? Or a hamstring.
Big shocker that he's dinged up.
No kidding. Hamstrings and groins. Listen, I don't care if you're Superman or the Hulk. You cannot play through those, because it's not a pain tolerance thing. There's some of those things where, hey, it's pain tolerances, and some people are badasses and some people are not. Hamstring, groins, you just can't do anything about it. They're pulled. It's like a muscle that's pulled. So when they're like, oh, I'm not sure if he's going to play, those people really don't know the game very well. They're not playing. Like, I will tell you right now, Bosa's got the groin. He's not playing against the Falcons. Okay, let's see what happens there.
Right.
Because I just heard it on another podcast. Like, oh, Bosa, not sure if he's playing. I'm like, he's not playing. You've never played the game. He's not playing.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so that gets us back to the KC 8.5 Philly pick 'em. And are you ready for the one more teaser? We might as well just wrap it up here.
Yeah.
And once again, this week, I'd like to do all three of these together, just two-game teasers amongst the three of them. The other one, Cincinnati's a little overrated.
Mm.
Going on the road to New Orleans. And see, all the Saints stats this year were with garbage Winston. Okay. Andy Dalton, he's not Tom Brady, but he's better than Winston. I'm sorry. We'll take him up to 8.5.
Mm.
Yep. Like a.
Yeah. The first two games you mentioned, I mean, those are obviously probably the two most popular games of the week. I just kind of had those down as ones I wasn't going to touch.
Well, hey.
But you, as you tease them, you know, I can agree with some of that, but those could be the coin flipper with the true lines that they're there right now.
Well, hey, you know what? You're coming a long way here. I like that. That's step one, saying you're not touching them.
Yep. Don't have to fall for just the TV game every time.
Like they say, you don't have to bet the game. But the books have to post a line.
Well, of course.
Well, but I'm just saying that's the advantage, quote unquote, that you have as the player, the better, is you don't have to bet, but they have to throw out a line.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, those will be good ones to watch for sure. And however they shake out, those guys will be kind of the front runners of those conferences.
Well, those were good to watch. Why don't we rewind to a game that was not good to watch? the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, speaking of TV,
wow,
we chit with our buddies in D-Town, you know, the Panoram. Does Jeff Bezos want some of his chips back for these Thursday night?
Dude, 9-6. All right. We don't even get a touchdown tonight.
Dude.
Woo, thanks for coming, guys. That was legit. It was so legit that the Bronco fans are leaving as overtime starting.
Which you don't ever see that.
Well, especially in Denver. I mean, they've got good fans, yeah. You know? Our boy Shep, who loves Denver, he texted me. He's like, wow, this is embarrassing. The fans are leaving.
It's a tough watch.
Well, dude, that was incredible.
The first coach to go down was Rule in Carolina, but this Denver Hackett guy, you know, he's got to be feeling it already.
Well, listen.
And then Russ, you know, Russ is not helping him either here.
Well, doesn't he have like a torn lat or something, though?
Yeah, which, you know, that's, you know, and the gods gave us Denver Broncos on Monday Night Football again this week.
Right. Well, and here it gets worse is typically you can tell like if a quarterback's going to play that week or not. Here's an example is, for example, the Giants. Remember, they didn't know if Daniel Jones was going to play. Mm-hmm. And so they were trying out quarterbacks like A.J. McCarron and a couple of these other guys were coming in. Well, they didn't sign them. Okay, so that's a good sign. They're like, oh, they didn't sign him. Probably means Daniel's playing. Sure enough, what happens? Daniel plays. Here with Russ, can't remember what quarterback it was. Someone garbage. But they're signing him this week.
Yeah.
That's probably a sign Russ doesn't even play. And I don't even know who the backup is for the Bronx.
Yeah, I can't think of it off. But the line is out. You know, it's not like it's off the board here.
No, I know. I think you'd maybe want to sprinkle some against the Broncos.
That's there. What I was. Yeah, I mean, it's 4.5 what I'm looking at right here, the Chargers. And the Chargers are at home.
Mm-hmm.
Even if Russ was playing, Denver is having a real hard time scoring.
I think they're 3-13 in the red zone.
They cannot punch it in.
No, and speaking of punching it in, I mean, this gets the 409 this week. The Broncos drive all the way down the field, literally rushing the ball. Russ didn't throw the ball one time. And we're going to win the ball game. It's 4th and 1. And let's get Russ in the shotgun. I mean, what are we doing? Like, it's a guaranteed pass when he's in the shotgun. We're not fooling anyone. You just ran it down their throat. At least act like you're going to run it. Nope. Russ goes out, rolls out. No, he doesn't roll out. That was the other problem. And they stop him, and that's ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it was so ugly. It was gnarly. In fact, that game was terrible, and I had chips on the game.
Yeah.
I mean... Like, let me put it this way. I even thought about this. No joke. I'm like, wow, if every game was like that, I don't think I'd watch football. That's how bad it was.
You didn't need to watch that one. Uh-uh. And unfortunately, on Thursday night, we're getting the Commanders and the Bears.
Those are some squads, too. But you know what? I mean, I don't know if they're as bad as that ball game, the Colts and the Bronx, because they're okay. They're, I can't throw it out there, but I almost was going to give the Bears out on our show today, and I don't think I've ever taken the Bears. Like, I can't even remember. Like, easily back by maybe when Jim McMahon was the quarterback, I took the Bears. But because I'm like, I didn't take them even with Jay Cutler. I mean, there's never a time. But this is one week that I'm going to say it's a strong lean. I'm not going to give it out.
Mm.
And
it's,
I'll tell you.
It's -1 at Chicago.
No, right. I'll tell you the reason why is the head coach for Chicago was the defensive coordinator for the Colts. And guess who was the Colts quarterback last year? Big Wentz. So this guy's obviously going to know his weak points. I think that's an advantage. Also, it's a short week, which is a huge advantage for the home team. And also, the Bears have the number 3 rushing attack in the NFL.
That's how they're hanging in these games.
Mm-hmm. So it's a heavy lean towards Chicago.
All right.
Yep.
Big Fields is getting your vote this week.
I know. Is that incredible? Because I'm like, this squad's bueno. I mean, I gave them out the season wins total under, and I still think it will. But Washington, so about 2 weeks ago, I heard that they were having problems in the locker room. Jack Del Rio, the defensive coordinator, supposedly he was losing the locker room. And I'm like, I don't know about that. Let's see how this happens. And that was 2 weeks ago, and they're still 0-2. This squad is bueno. And so remember when the Browns a couple years ago, few years ago, when like supposedly all the quote unquote smart money was taking them week in and week out?
Yeah.
Just getting crushed. Because they're like, the value's with the Browns, and they just sucked so bad. That's the Commanders this year. Like the so-called, you know, smart money and pros have been taking them last week again. And I think this is a time where you're going to see, like, they probably won't win more than, you know, two or three ball games this year.
No, they're, yeah. I thought they'd have a little bit better season than this. And that's what's, you know, the NFC East was kind of the worst division in football for probably the last 5 years, as people would just bag on it. And as we sit here, it's probably the strongest conference right now.
Right.
In terms of records and how the teams are looking this first 5-6 weeks. And then the AFC West, we thought was kind of the sweet one. And some of those guys are kind of bottom of the barrel. The Raiders are better than their record.
They totally are. You know, just remember at the beginning of the season where I'm like, dude, I go, they've got it, the variance on their squad last year because they won like 5 overtime games. It's like, that's going to come back to the mean. And that's what's happening to them. Now, all those close ones they won last year, they're losing this year.
Yeah.
So who do you like this week, big guy?
This week? Yeah. I loved how the Niners looked, you know, in Carolina. We both liked that one.
Mm-hmm.
So they're at Atlanta, and they're 5.5 right now.
Mm-hmm.
I know Atlanta has been hanging with people, and they hung with the division opponent there. And Big Tom, that kind of was a shaky call Tom got there at the end.
Mm. Makeup call. It was a makeup call for the PI on Miller the play before.
Though. Yeah, so Tampa didn't cover that one. But I will take the Niners here for 5.5.
Mm, okay, do the injuries concern you at all?
No. Nope.
They don't?
No. Nope.
I would normally be all over this, too. I'm a little bummed. The defensive side of the ball is getting all these injuries. Like, Bosa's not the only one. I think there's like 3 other starters.
The right corner. Now. Yeah, the corner towards ACL.
Because, yeah, it's going to come. It's going to hit Atlanta here pretty soon. So they're the only squad in the NFL that's 5-0 against the spread right now.
Yep.
So other successful teams, the Giants are 4-1 against the spread. Chargers 4-1. And so, yeah, the ATL, I want to catch them. And I'm with you. I would definitely. It's Niners are nothing for me on this one. They're actually staying at the Greenbrier again this week.
Which I think that's in North Carolina.
Or is it West Virginia?
Oh, yeah. They had a PGA event there.
Yep. Yep, they sure did. And so, because they were back on the East Coast last week.
Right. We've talked about how teams will stay and just kind of get used to the time zones, etc.
So, one stat that's in your favor is the Niners are 4-0 against the spread when they do that.
And Big Kyle worked for Atlanta there. He was the O coordinator when they went to the Super Bowl.
That's right.
So he won't mind sticking it to the Falcons here.
That's true. That's true. I like that that part of the handicap for sure.
And then you mentioned Cincy being a little. I actually like Cincy this week -1.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they've got some talent. The Saints hung tough and had the back and forth with the Seahawks, but yep. You know, this is an upgrade from the Seahawks.
It is, but it's another week for Dalton to get the first string reps, and the Saints, they didn't quite show it against the Seahawks, but their defense is pretty legit.
They always are. I mean, Dennis Allen's a defensive guy turned head coach again, but I just, you know, since he's coming off of a loss here to the Ravens in like a 2-point game, there's no way they're losing 2 in a row here.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that. Plus, Kamara's starting to get back in the mix. And how about our boy Taysom?
Mm-hmm.
Good try, buddy. Wow. He accounted for 4 touchdowns. Did you see those highlights?
Yeah, I mean,
dude, it's unreal.
Swiss Army knife.
Yes, he is the Swiss Army knife. 3 on the ground, 1 in the air, and the one he threw was a bullet, too. It was a little dimer. And dude, he's a wrecking ball.
Dude, yeah, he prefers to take someone
on. Sure does. He looks for the contact, and guess what? Those guys go, I'm getting the hell out of this guy's way. Like, especially when he's like down by the end zone, they'll go, well, we're going to make it look like we're tackling this guy, but we're not. We're just going to bounce off him real quick.
Right.
He's legit. I love watching that. He was on kickoff return, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's earning his chips.
And the punt. Yeah, he was on, I mean, punt coverage. It was awesome.
Which your backup quarterback is on special teams.
Right.
You don't hear that much.
No, you don't.
So, I mean, you have them in the tees, which is different. But, you know, if it's a one-point game, I'll take the Bengals.
Okay. All
and right. Then my other team who's been in some close games here is AZ Cardinals.
Yep. I'm with you. That's a best better here as well.
Going up to Seattle, and it's 2.5. I'll take Kyler here for sure.
Yes, we will. They are definitely undervalued. Kyler's slightly the best player on the field. Not even close. Like you said, we each had him last week against Philadelphia. Now he goes up to Seattle. Good night, Seahawks.
And, you know, Philly's also good on the defensive side of the ball. So it's like, I mean, he didn't have much time when the home game against the Eagles there. He was scrambling to make it happen. And they had a chance to win that game, potentially.
And, yeah, and Seattle is arguably the worst defense in the NFL.
Yep. And Rashad Penny broke the leg there, so he's out.
Good call. Good call. The starting tailback. Yep, that's right. Yeah, this line is not even close to being big enough. Under the field goal, no-brainer.
And I think Kyler's going to be a little juiced here because I think it's the last week until his boy comes back, DeAndre Hop.
That's right. Yeah, he has to miss the first 6 weeks. That is correct.
Yep. My boy Brett and I grabbed DeAndre for fantasy and threw him on the bench just waiting for him to get back.
Well, hey, listen, you're the one that brought it up, not me. you guys might have the worst team ever in fantasy.
Jonathan Taylor not performing is an element.
Well, listen, everyone has injuries and people get bored of the fantasy talk, but your squad is bueno.
Yeah. Tough start.
Tough start.
It's not over.
Oh, you brought it up. I would have never done it. But anyway, the other thing about Arizona in their favor is, you know how I keep an eye on the wide receivers? Rondale Moore. Okay, he's been hurt this whole year, and he came out. He played last week, and he had 8 targets. He had 7 catches. He's a little speedster. He's 5'7". He's kind of like a little bit like the Tyreeker. He's one of those game breakers. He's getting back into the fold now. Mm-hmm. So lights out up in Seattle.
That big Sauce Gardner for the Jets is, you know, he covered Tyreek most of the game and did a good job.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, he's backing up the Chitten, Big Sauce.
Well, usually when your name's Sauce and you wear number one, usually you're a badass. But that Miami game, we gave that out last week. Is that sweet when Teddy gets hurt the first play of the ball game?
That's, yeah. And what can you do?
It's over with.
Uh-huh.
It's ball game when that happens.
Who's Sky Moore?
Well, so here's the thing. Now, on that subject, so Skyler is from Kansas State, and I used to watch him play. He's actually a baller, and he showed signs of it. He's going to get the first team reps. I mean, there's no way Teddy's playing this week after that shit show they had with Tua and his concussion. So you're going to see Skyler. The line's going to keep going up. Before, the look ahead on this line was Miami -1, and now it's flipped like 4.5 points.
-3 Minnesota.
Yeah, no, or Minnesota, but I think it's even 3.5 now. I know,
but it's the games in Miami,
right? And listen, the Vikings, it's not like they get like a lot of points on teams. I mean, every game they play in is close. Even the Bears started.
Yeah, even if they get the lead, they let like the Bears back in the game.
So, like I said, I heard a guy today go, I'm not very familiar with Big Skyler. I watched the guy play. He actually is one of those like dual threat guys. He's a real, real good runner. And again, they don't have much film on him. Like, if you like Miami, just wait on it, because the line, especially when they announce that he's the starter, it's going to keep going up. And once it starts getting to the 4, 4.5, you got to look at Miami, in my opinion, there.
Okay. Actually, your best game last week was probably the Patriots game, where you said Bill's going to lock down Big Goff, and same thing, no points.
Yeah, on the highest scoring team in the NFL.
Billy Zapp, I mean, just looks like he's ready to roll.
Right. Well, that's big Bill Belichick for you.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's a decent coach. But yeah, and then now Bill takes it into Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. -3 Cleveland.
Right. And so I'm not really sure if those points, I mean, the wrong team might be favored there. And you want to talk about a team that the coach doesn't like. You know, that's where Billy started his career, before the Patriots. And it didn't end very well. So if Bill gets a chance, he's going to try to on those guys.
Yeah. So I'm looking at another one here. You know, Carolina fired their coach.
Oh, Rule, yeah.
So Carolina's at the Rams, and the Rams are -10.5. But P.J. Walker's going to start.
Mm-hmm.
And he was 2-0 just outright last year as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the Rams are humming.
No. I mean, not be a stay away, but if I had to choose a squad.
Yeah. No, it's not top of the list.
I'd go with PJ. I mean,
I bet they cover.
If the Rams didn't have Cup, would it be good looking? I mean, they might be as bad as like the Commanders and the Bears.
It's just crazy. You lose a couple of pieces, your left tackle and receiver OBJ, and it just looks totally different.
Well, that's how it happens, you know, and receivers dropping the ball. I mean, is it just me or does it seem like more receivers are dropping the ball this year?
Mm-hmm.
It's a joke. And, you know, Shannon Sharp, kind of known for spouting off sometimes, he told Jerry Jeudy, he's like, buddy, stop filming sessions of you in the summertime, like with your quick feet, because it doesn't matter unless you catch the ball.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know the video I'm talking about, but it's totally true. You know, Jeudy shoots out this video where his feet just look like pistons in a car, just and you're like, wow, I mean, this guy's slow Joe. And then you know what? Doesn't matter. Can't tell you how many guys there's been that haven't even gotten a shot at the NFL because they were fast but couldn't catch.
Yeah.
And you get paid to catch. That's what you do. And a lot of these guys aren't doing it.
Yep. A lot of them always peek up, especially those routes across the middle. Debo had one in the Niner game, which is like they just start to look and then bloop.
Right.
Pill hits the ground.
There's a game that's interesting here, too, that I think there's a little value here. So everyone's darling. Well, Detroit's there. And the other one that everyone just loved were the Jags. And did the Jags come back down to reality last week? Holy cow. The big Texans? Well, now they travel in to Indianapolis, and the Colts are only -2. You got to be shitting me. Give me the Colts. Revenge on the mind for earlier in the season when they lost 24-0 also. This is going to be a joker, in my opinion. Let's not forget the Colts just took down Patty and KC not long ago. And now the Jags, I mean, we're not even giving them a full field goal.
What's Taylor's status? They probably haven't said yet.
I mean, no, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, if he plays, you know,
for
good
sure.
night.
Yeah.
But it doesn't even matter to me. I mean, the Jags are getting less than a field goal. And I know it's because the Colts have looked bueno, but, you know, you can still say the Colts defense was playing well, you know, last week.
Yep.
And last week against the Broncos, I mean, dude, that wasn't the quarterback play. Wow, the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
That was a small jailbreak against the Broncos.
Yep.
You know?
The Steelers are looking like one of the bottom squads in the league here. They got steamrolled.
Well, yes, they did. And you know what? So in the circuit contest, I'm like, wow, this thing's 14. And I thought it might be a look ahead spot because they play KC. The Bills were playing KC the next week. So I'm like, I'll just take the 14 here. Whoopsies. That was a mistake. But you know what? I did mention that Tomlin and all these underdog spots and his great, like, he's the best ever. Again, that was with Ben Roethlisberger. This is done.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers, another squad, trouble going to win one or two more games this year.
Yeah, they got Tom coming to town, -7.5.
Oh, you know what? And that's another one, too. Do you want to, should we just tease Big Tom with everyone as well, down to the 2? I forgot about that. Let me make a note there, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to add one more here for you.
We're going to get some more chippers here.
We've got a bonus teaser for you.
With Big Tommy S-Gier. I know you like Tommy from last week. So let's add Tom to the teaser with the Saints, KC, and Big Philly. Holy cow, those are some good ones right there.
Just giving out free chips this week.
Who says money doesn't grow on trees?
Yep. So, yeah, then the last one I had circled, we kind of talked about earlier, but the Chargers, I'll take them right now at the 4.5 with Denver coming to town.
Okay.
Monday Night Football.
Okay, yep, I'll lean there. Before we move any further along here, I'd like to say thank you to Flying Wasp. That's who gave us the review this week that we chose. Flying Wasp, thanks for the kind words. He actually said that we're the only NFL podcast that he makes sure that he listens to every single week.
Sweet. Was he the one that said the one thing I had to get used to was the phrase bueno?
Bueno means bad, not good.
Well, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That was him. So Flying Wasp, thanks very much, buddy.
Yeah, hit me up at score@boltbrady.com. I'll mail you a hat.
Yep, there you go. Anything else over there, bro?
No, those are the ones I liked. I like the Niners, Bengals, Cardinals, Chargers were the ones I liked.
Ooh. Did I mention when we talked about the Ravens Giants? Because we didn't talk about that, right?
No, we didn't. Let
me throw that one in there real quick. There,
-5, Baltimore at Giants.
I'm going to throw you a curveball here. We're going under the 45 here. So I don't really play the over unders. But guess what? The defensive coordinator this year that's turned things around for the Giants,
Dable or Wink?
Wink. Yep, Wink Martindale. Guess who he used to be the defensive coordinator and linebackers coach for 9 years?
John Harbaugh and the Ravens.
That is correct. So if anyone knows how to slow down Lamar just a tad, it's going to be Wink. I like under 45 there. So that's one of my best bets, plus the Colts -2. And then we got the four teasers for you, ladies and gentlemen, and wrap them all up in separate teasers. We got Tommy, Patty, the Eagles, and the Saints.
Okay.
Oh, last one. College. Are you done with the NFL?
Yep.
Okay. Last one, college, ladies and gentlemen. It takes big tea bags to come back to the team that let you down last week. Last week, Utah let us down against UCLA, but the difference there is they were on the road. This week, they're at home, -3.5 against the USC Trojans. I'm going to take the 3.5, and I'm going to money line them. Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tough place to play.
Yeah, it is.
I can't believe UCLA pulled that out, really.
Oh, that quarterback was bothering me a lot. he was he had a huge mouth. I mean, and which is fine, but like include your teammates. You can tell he was like Rattler, our boy Spencer Rattler. Like it's just all about him.
Right.
And that bothers me. The running back for UCLA, he had a career day. He balled.
I like Bobo, the transfer from Duke.
Mm-hmm. My boy, I pointed you out to him.
But that is a good start for the Bruins.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Can't take anything at that. I'm happy for that running back. He played Division II.
Mm-hmm. That's sweet.
And he got in the transfer portal, and you know he's looking at everyone going, ha, you guys didn't give me a ride, Division I ride. What a joker you guys are.
Right.
Proving you saps wrong.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
Nope. We got the Flying Wasp in there. Don't forget to leave the reviews and we'll send you the Bolt hat. One last thing, the Big Chippers. I know you enjoy these.
Yep.
Someone put down, ready for this one? Because you can take alternate lines, Colts against the Broncos. The line was, what was it? Like 2 or 3?
Yeah, it was low.
Okay. Well, you can take the Colts +25 points. Okay. That's an alternate line. They get 25 points. Obviously the line, the money you put up, guy put up $20,000 to win 500, but he got 25 points. So he'll take the 5.
Money launder.
Woo!
All right. Don't forget the Instagram and Twitter. It's @BoltBradyPicks. There will be updates there throughout the weekend or whenever the games are on. That'll do it for week 6. We'll catch you guys next time.
See ya.